Hello, everybody. So in this audio bill, I want to talk about... I did a presentation to a board, an organiser, you know, a board meeting. And it was to do with art and stuff, and it was basically because I've done some work for this company over the year. And it was basically a presentation about my creative practice and what kind of things I do, and a bit of my philosophy, and some examples of some of the work that I've done for the organisation over the year. So just sort of highlighting little bits and pieces. Anyway, I had a bit of a slideshow. I did a keynote slideshow, just really for me to remind myself of what's going on and to give a kind of visual background of some visual examples. But one of my slides, it was about my philosophy and what I do, and it kind of caused a bit of a stir, I think, or at least kind of maybe I've just felt the audience gasp a little bit. So I said, this is my philosophy. I do this. I encourage other people to. So what I do is participatory arts. That's what I do. And part of participatory arts is to create the right spaces for people to kind of engage in whatever activity they're engaged in at the time. I mean, I particularly specialise in things that are at the crossroads of sort of traditional art making and technology. So I somehow use technology and technology that's within the everyday. And then we make something extraordinary from that meeting point, from those crossroads. But I said in one of my slides, I don't know what I'm doing. And that kind of puzzled everybody. And it sort of, in a way, kind of puzzled me a little bit, because I wanted to put it in there. And I knew it was a little bit contentious to put in a slide that says, this artist doesn't know what he's doing. I also label myself an artist, which isn't good. So there we go. This statement hung in the air a little bit. And someone said, and I said, people can ask questions. This woman asked, she said, but you do know what you're doing, though, don't you? I mean, at least I want you to, if I'm a participant, I want to know that you do know what you're doing. My answer to her at the time, and it's still quite valid, really, I suppose, was, I'm the workshop leader. That's one role. But on an artistic level, I would rather not know what I'm doing from an artistic point of view. So I need to really qualify that statement even more, because it sounded like I don't know what I'm doing as a professional, which isn't true. So I do know what I'm doing as a professional. But as an artist and as a creative person, and as maybe the collaborative agent within a workshop, I'd rather not know what I'm doing, because it allows people within a collaborative and a participatory workspace to supersede me with their ideas and feel like they can take charge of the work. That's what I want professionally, okay? I want to kind of not disappear into the background, not be a complete facilitator of other people, but to join in and to be part of that process and not to be afraid to collaborate or even to step back. So it's a funny old mix of where to be. And I suppose I want to express that in the fact that if I don't know what I'm doing, then everybody else doesn't know what they're doing either. We're all in this together. And although I've got a vague idea, what I want to do is I want to be able to communicate that vague idea, that theme, in a way where we all start from the same place. Okay, so we all start from a place at the beginning of the problem, which should be a place where I don't know what I'm doing. But we can all gather around and figure that out as we go along the workshop. So that's all I just wanted to say.